Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Zayin. We're on like about 8 lines down from the bottom where it says Maskef La Yehuda Breid Rav Shimon Ben Pati, and we'll learn today for a foolish lamb for Shoshana Basi Basarach and Devorah. So the truth is, Mati, there is going to be an answer to your question. Maskef La from Yehuda Breid Rav Shimon Ben Pati. Umi Yikul Aman Darmer De Beit Shan Lav Meretz Yisrael Hi. Does anybody hold that Beit Shan is not part of Meretz Yisrael? I'm on Zayin Amar Aleph. 2, 4, 6, like 8 line, 9 lines from the top. We said yesterday that Rav Meir was eating untied vegetables in Beit Shan. Some discussion in the head, how could Rav Meir do that? The answer is because Rav Meir held that Beit Shan was in Chutz Lars. So yesterday, Mati, after the daf, Mati showed me the map, and Beit Shan's up in the north, right? Definitely in Eretz Yisrael. Today, it's certainly Eretz Yisrael, but it was up in the north. Maybe then, at Meir's times, there were not that many Torah centers. The Gemara is going to explain how Beit Shan could not be part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Well, it's a pasuk. It says, 'V'lo horish Menashe es Beit Shan v'espinoseha v'estanecha v'espinoseha.'" Right? The Bavir is a pasuk. So it's shtam to say, "Hadamar v'shur ben Olyakim, v'shur v'lozer ben Pedas, shamar v'shur v'lozer ben Shemua." The answer is, they forgot the whole member over here, that Harbe Krachim Kivshum Oli Mitzrayim, many cities were conquered by the Oli Mitzrayim, that's the Yoshua Ben Nun, below Kivshum Oli Bavel. But the Oli Bavel, with Ezra, right, they were not Makadesh, these cities. Why not? The Kasavra, one more piece. The Kasavra, and we hold, Kiddusha Rishona, Kincha Lashaita, below Kitchel, us level. In other words, Yoshua's conquering, that Kedusha didn't last forever. When the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, all the Kedusha was lost. When Ezra came back, they were Makadish the country piecemeal. Why? V'hinichum, they left it over, K'day she'yismuchu aleyem aniyim she'beshviyas. So that during Shemitah, there'll be something for the poor people to eat. If you go to Beit Shan, Beit Shan doesn't have Kedusha, there it's well. Alright, so if there's a Kedusha there as well, you don't have to hold the Shemitah there. Look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it's very worth to read it. It's Har Beit Krachim Kivshim Olei Mitzrayim. The Kincha, you have it, the Rashi there? See it? It's up where we are. The Kincha and the Kedusha HaTa'aret had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Below Kivshim Olei Bavel L'Kachim Shniyah. But when the Olei Bavel came, they were not Makadosh the second time. L'Kach Lo Kivshim. They didn't conquer it. The Kasavri, because they held, Poel v'Hutru, Hutru. Since it's Mutter now, it's good. The Kedusha Rishona Batla, Rishona was Batla. The Chikichi Yoshua L'Shaita Kicha. When Yeshua was conquered, it was L'Shaita. It was just as long as the people, the Jews, stay in Israel. V'lola Asid Lavo, not forever. So Kishigalu Bnei Nebuchadnezzar, when they were exiled by the times of Nebuchadnezzar, below Rachel Lahakl Kedushasa, they didn't want to be Makadosh the whole country when they came back. Why not? Because they didn't want the area where they could actually eat during Shemitah. The Yitzmuchu Alehim Aniim Lita Leke Chicha Peya Maizerani U Beit Shan Mehen Hoitza. Beit Shan was one of these places. What? But Ozan Shekidjuhain. Lo batzlu b'churban sheni. However, that did not happen when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. That the kedusha now stayed. Kedarina b'yivamas ba'arel. Leviach Hashem l'kach al aret asher yirusha avatech abirushtav yirusha rishona u'shniya yesh lehem. There's a first yirusha and a second yirusha. Shabatla yirusha rishona v'dekrei shniya yirusha. Avo yirusha shlishit ein lehem. There's no such thing as a third yirusha. Shahay chashniya lo paska. Because the second yirusha did not stop. Hilkach, therefore, b'yimei Rebbe, nahagu iser ba'aret. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, of course, Rebbe lived 200 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. What are they doing, holding from Shuvah to Mitzvahs? They held from Shuvah to Mitzvahs in 2011. Right? That doesn't change. Right? That doesn't change. What changed? The only thing that changed was the second time with Ezra. That's the story. Once they came back in, once it was Makadosh, it's all Makadosh. Oh, I hear you. Right. Right.
What do you mean, how do you remake them holy? You have to sanctify. What exactly you do, I don't know. But that's a concept. We're so removed from a kind of. What do you mean? We're so removed from that kind of idea that we have to re-sanctify the land. We don't know what that means. Ezra came in, and what does that mean to Ezra? What did that mean to Ezra? That meant that the land was it was like any other country. So we're going to make it holy. How do you do that? I don't know exactly. Okay. Anyway. What?
Oh, they don't want to.
Right, that's right. What you have to do in the I don't know. Okay, Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira, Rav Meir Olav Alma who's also. Maybe Rav Meir was eating some Derech Agav, Derech Arad. How long is it Derech Arad? You don't have to get too much anyway. But Gemara says Amalei, no, Me'aguda Achila Achla. He ate it from an Aguda, from a whole thing. It's non Yerech Hanegad Mishiyake. Right. In other words, don't tell me. Don't give me an answer that it was only to the Eved. It was only not to the Eved. It was only Arad. Dilma Olav Adaiti. Maybe Rav Meir didn't realize. He didn't realize. So Gemara says that's impossible. Hashda behind the shelter zikamana cause Brahma the call it Ayodan. Zikanak Asman Lakolshkin? Well, the Bahamas won't make a mistake. Rav Meir's gonna make a mistake. So Gemara says the Dilmer eats there Alehem Mimakam Acher. Maybe he took off Mitzvah somewhere else. Rav Meir's sitting in Beishan. I have a field right outside Yerushalayim. And that field is no question the Chayiv of Maitre. So I'll take the Maitre, I'll eat a Beit Shan, with the Cheshbin that I'm going to take off the Maitre for this fruit, this vegetable, in Yerushalayim, from my Yerushalayim field. So can you do that? The Gemara says, no. Lo nechshu chaver lutz from Shlomo Namuka. Nobody would do that. Nobody would take off Maitre that's not right in front of them. Why not? So the Rashi says, what? Yeah, so Rashi says the reason you can't do it is because it could be that the field in Yerushalayim is not there anymore. Maybe someone plundered it, maybe it rotted. No. You have to give up Trumas in you have a field, you have two fields, one in Beit Shan, one in Yerushalayim. You have to give Trumas for both, right? So I'll eat the Beit Shan, the whole thing. And I'll give double portion of Trumas from the field in Yerushalayim. That's all. I'm not jipping it with anybody. My field in Yerushalayim will pop their both fields. So the answer is no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give up two, it's not in front of you. Why not? So the Gemara doesn't say why not. The Rashi says because it was afraid that maybe the field in Yerushalayim rotted. And if it rotted, you can't give up truma from rotted fruit. So the problem with that is that the Tos of the Rosh says, I would be cautious for that. He gives a different answer. He says, it's a Zikirta Kotel. Plus it says, I remote them, men knew. Meaning it's got to be in front of you. Okay. What was your question?
Story.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember. It's a question.
The Dilma, maybe not the Ana Batadzev, Acha Batadacher.
Maybe Rav Meir gave up Truman when the guy didn't see. He gave up Truman, the guy wasn't watching. Amalei, Chaziman Gavrav de Kamahas de Kamasad Alei. What do you mean, such a great person? This who's person? It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoruz, gave Edom, that Rav Meir didn't take off Truman. What are you questioning his truth? And the whole story. You question the whole story. The story is a true story. We saw Rav Meir didn't take off Truman. No, he really did take off Truman. Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoruz, what is that? And he took off Truman. Right? So therefore, he probably didn't take off Truman. The story's accurate. Why didn't Rav Meir? Because Rav Meir held it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael.
Now, my behalf to Shel Tzadikim, what's that whole story with the Pinchas Ben Yair? Right, what's that whole story about? Right? The Pinchas Ben Yair, by the way, Pinchas Ben Yair is the person, he was Rabbi Shurim by Yechai's son-in-law? I think so. He was Shurim by Yechai's son-in-law. He's the author of the memra that formed the Metzelis of Sharim, right, that Kedusha leads to this, and this leads to this, and the Tahira leads to Chassidus. There's not one halachic memra from him in Tzach. Not one halachic memra. We have an unbelievable story now about him. There's no halachic memories about him at all. Anyway, Shal, where am I? My behalf to Shal Tzadikim. Der Pinchas Ben Yair ha'vika'azal l'pidyon shvuyim. The Pinchas Ben Yair was going to say, get someone out of jail. Pidyon shvuyim. Pagabei b'ginai nahara. He bumps into the Ginai River. Amalei ginai chalopli. Ginai, split for me.
Split for me.
Maimech, split your water for me. The Arbarbuff, that can cross over the river. Amalei, so the river says back to the Zmanyoyer, At the Holech Lasos Ritzon Koneh, you're doing your job. You're doing God's will. Vani Holech Lasos Ritzon Koneh, I'm also doing God's will. Ata Safik, Oseh, Safik Iata Oseh. You, there's a Safik, if you're going to be successful or not. Vani, Vade Oseh, I'm certainly successful. I'm certainly successful. I'm doing God's will. What do you want from me? Look at the bottom Tosfos. By the way, who's talking back to the river? So, look at the Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos. Shema, maybe, Sar Shel Yam Hashav Loka. Maybe the Sar of the Yam was talking to a friend of Binyar. Inami, now, if somebody would say this today, they would put them in Cherem and pull them in Apikori. Look at Tosfos. Inami, or Pinchas ben Yehoyim mechashiv believo. This never happens. Pinchas never thinks to himself, wouldn't it be great if the river could split for me? What's the river going to say back to me? The river's going to say back to me, Varsha split for you. I'm doing God's will. Right, the river didn't speak to him. The whole thing was a conversation in the mind of, this is Tosmas said, talking. Shekachoyo, meniach, melachlachlachbo, ulaayinbo, ube Indian zed, zarech lefarish, verakavat, zephthas, avodazara, gabi, river, lozim, et judaya, darvash, shmayim, vitchul, irachlan. Same thing happens in avodazara. Tosfos say, this never happened. First of all, rivers don't talk. Rivers don't talk. How could the river talk back to the river? Either it was the Tsar, which also was wild, or even more probable, this never happened. The prisoners were standing there, I wish the river would split for me. What's the river going to say back to me? Why should I split for you? I'm doing God's will. I have an answer for him. Or could you imagine if somebody would write that today? They'd say, what? What? He's not having a day. He's not having a daydream. He's what? No. To write about Rav Pinchas ben Yair, that's not really happened. It's all in Rav Pinchas ben Yair's mind. That's very wild to say that. What? Of course, Hashem. Correct. Correct, because Hashem can read your thoughts. Right. But to say that, it's never happened. What? What do you mean? Amar.
No.
Amalei.
No,
what? Amalei. Ginai. Chalokli. Ginai. Split for me.
No. That's
the right. He's walking on the way. He walks into the river. He tells the river, split for me. River says, why should I split for you? Zaber? No. Nobody's telling. Gemara's telling. The anonymous Gemara is telling over the story, right? My behalf is Zikim, Princess Binyar. Anyway, I thought that was fascinating. The Tosfos would suggest the story never happened, and it's all in Rabbinus Binyar's mind. Exactly the teaching point. It is a teaching point. It's a Musser. When you get to the river, and you're sitting there wondering, well, I'm doing God's will, so it's the river. Right? By the way, the Marsha says, right, exactly. This is Parsha, right? So, you say the same thing about any miracle. Right? Amalei, imata choleg, imiata choleg, if you don't split for me, gazrani alecha shlo yarvibo mayim la'olam. I'm going to make you very, you never should have water again. Tetz Marsha, and by the way, and choleg, then the river split. Tetz Marsha, why did the river split? Isn't the river correct? I'm a badai, you're a suffer, Parsha for you. What kind of threat is that? So the Marsha answers, because the river has no bechira. The river is forced to follow nature. The river has no bechira. Bechira on a safek is still better because of hechra. Hechra, the river has no choice. Yes, the river is doing God's will, but the river has no choice in the matter. We have a choice. We have bechira. So I need you to suspend your will for my bechira. You have to do that for me. And sure enough, the river split. Okay. The Chidah says, well, if the river splits, it's Taka not following Hashem's will. How can the river do that? So he gives the answer that it's mutter to violate one Shabbos to keep a lot of Shabbos. So it's a concept like that. So it's mutter for the river to suspend its will one time so that it could, or that maybe Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair can keep more time, or this guy in jail. The Gemara rescue can keep more Shabbos, can keep more Torah. Okay. Amalei, Chalak Leinami Lahai. I'm sorry. Hahu Gabra, Dahavet Dari Chiti Lepischa. He was getting his wheat ready for Pesach. Amalei, Chalak Leinami Lahai. Look at this guy also. Dila Mitzvah Atik. He's doing a mitzvah. Look at Rashi, what mitzvah he's doing. This siv, second wide line, this siv says, Shmartem es hamatos. You should guard the matos. The mitchilas tchina the harkada. From the beginning of grinding and harkada, sifting, ba'i shimur l'shem matza. That's when you require shmur matza. When do you require shmur matza? When you start to grind it. If we held like Rashi, Pesach would be a lot cheaper. Right? Because every matza in the world, even non-shmur, what we call non-shmur matza, is shamur from the grinding. No one will let water touch that net. Then, when it's ground up, then it's become chametz. If we held like that, it would be a lot cheaper. We don't hold like Rashi. We hold like the other man, Rishonim, who hold that shimur means mishat ketira. That's 6 months before Pesach. You're watching it for 6 months. That's very expensive. That's why it costs you $19 a pound. Right? If you held like Rashi, it'd be a lot cheaper. No, it'd be a lot cheaper. It really would. That's what Rashi said. Because here, that's the Rashi Shita. Anyway, by the way, there's another hook. That's a case of a hook. There's no psak in this machloka. There's no Shulchan Aruch how to pass in this machloka, whether that's Mishat Sira. Right. No, so it's a machloka. We showed him someone master. Exactly. You're holding like a ration. It's not the end of the world. Right? By the way, every master would satisfy ration. Every bakery, whether they're shmur or not, holds from ration. Nobody will allow. Everybody's watching it from the time they grind it. Of course they're watching it then. They're baking it 20 minutes later. Okay. Anyway, Cholakle. So we're supposed to this guy too. Habi Ahutai was an Arab guy. The Lave Bahadai. He was also over there with them. A Malay. So Pinchas Minyar says, Chalak le'nami lai. Look to him also. Well, why? I'm not sure what the reason for this is. Dilma, lema kach otim l'pnei levaya. They even do, it's like a kibbutz Hashem, they even split to the guy who's accompanying them. Chalak le'nami lai, the river splits for him too. Amr of Yosef, wait a minute. Kama nafish gav, Moshe, v'shitz, and ribuyin. He's greater than Moshe and 600,000 Jews, men. The ilu hasam chazim nevhakas lasazim then. What? The answer is one time. Here it's three times. No, Dilma Hachanami, maybe all over here, Chazit Dimna. It's split one time. It's split one time, the story's broken up three times. Really, it's split one time. Ella, Kim Moshe Vashit and Ribu. It's like Moshe and Sikhan. It's just like Moshe, not better, just like. Of Iklalahu Ushpiza, they went to an inn, Ramule Sairi Lechamre. They brought out barley for the donkey of Rapirchas Ben Yair. Lo Acho, he wouldn't eat it. So they thought to themselves, ah, what a finicky donkey. Chavinhu, chavtinhu, they ground it up, lo'achel. What's chavtinhu mean? They beat it up, they sifted it, lo'achel, still wouldn't eat it. Nakrinhe, they were nakarit. What is nakarit? They cleaned it out, lo'achel, still wouldn't eat it. Amalei, dilma, loma asrin. Maybe the reason why they're not eating it is because it didn't take off meiser. So asrinhu, took off meiser, lo'achel, and lo and behold, the donkey ate it. Amar, he said, this donkey's on its way to do God's will. What were you people thinking? What? What did you say? The donkey was going with the Pinchas Ben Yair to do Pinchas Shmuyim. So on the way. He was facilitating for Pinchas Ben Yair to go. So the Gemara asks, Umi. One second. What? Umi Mechaiva? If a donkey chayev and the nicer, God's nan, we look at the Mishnah, halokeach zera, if you take zera, seed, halokeach zera, v'lebehema, v'kema, zera l'behema, v'lebehema, kema, v'kema, v'oros, kema for hides, v'shemen l'ner, v'shemen l'sufos ha-kelim, v'shemen t'shmiran kelim, pater mi-ha-demai, he pater from demai, the Gemara says, pater Israel Allah, we said about that, Amr of Yochanan, losha el-shalach, from mitzil l'behema, that, when are you pater? When you originally took it for a behemoth, avalachan mitzil la'adam. But if you took this for food for humans, v'nimlach aleihem la'behemoth, then you change your mind, and then he's like, okay, you know what? Now I'll give to the animal. Then chayiv la'atzer. Then you have to give ma'aser. V'tanya halokeya. By the way, it wasn't right like that. Halokeya pay was minashok. If you buy fruit in the street, lachilo, you can eat it. Then benim lachal el behem. Then you change your mind, you give it to the animal. Then hareze lo yidin lo lefi bnei behemto lo lefnei chavet chavero. You can't give it to anybody. Ella im kein iser, unless you take off mice. Look at the top toaster. Toaster says, wait a minute. The mitzech the shkalim, the mitzech the gemai, the Yerushalmi, Ubibracious Rabba, all these other places where this story appears, Lo Mishani Midi. We don't give an explanation why the animal wouldn't eat. Ella, Keshiv Lahem, he answered them, Simichum Ranakshe, because my donkey's machbir. Why are we giving a reason here? A whole lumbish thing. Really, the donkey's correct. It's a correct donkey, right? Halacha is, you're not allowed to, you got to take a mitzvah. You set it aside as human food, then you change your mind. Too bad. That's not the story in the other places. The other places, okay, I tell you, my donkey's master. I don't know how that answers. We all said yesterday about Ramosha Feinstein, but not through Chumra, the donkey. Right. So you hear the kasha? So what happened over here? Tosos doesn't say there's a kasha. What? So the Chatam Sofer says, I wrote it down over here. The answer is the Chatam Sofer says, because the Pinchas Binyan over here says back to them, my donkey is going on a mission from God. You're feeding him tevel, right? So what are we going to say now? Is it Machmer? Can't say that now. Yeah. In the other cases, this line's not in the other stories. But this line's not in the other stories. In the other stories, they go home. The Pinchas doesn't say that. So they go home, and Pinchas tells his family, listen to what happened. The donkey was so machmar himself. Right? That's over him. Okay, next. Shama Rebbe, listen to this. Shama Rebbe heard, nothing la'ape, what Rebbe hear. Rebbe heard there are Pinchas Pinyar in town. So Shama Rebbe, nothing la'ape, amalei, v'chon chasod etzli. I want you to eat by me. Amalei hein, he tells him yet, but he tells him, I gotta go first. On the way back, I'll stop off. So Abu Panos, Rebbe's face lit up. Amalo, ki meduma ata, shemodin haram Yisrael. Let me, what, says this Pinchas Pinyar, you think I'm someone who doesn't have any hanok in June, that I won't eat by you? Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. Yisrael HaKedoshim. Yesh Rotze. Some people want to have company. The Ein Lo. They don't have the means. Yesh V'yesh Sheyesh Lo. Some have the means. The Ein Rotze. They don't want to. Look at Tosfos. Right? Da'afilu Hachi. Nevertheless, that's Tosfos. You don't want to have company. You have anyway. Why do you have anyway? Because who knows why? Ikru Kedoshim. You invite over your friend, you're embarrassed, you're the only one who didn't have this guy, you're the only one that has the company. So you have the company, you really don't want to, but you have the company. That's tough, still a cuddle. Unbelievable. Even though you're doing it for the wrong reason. Still a cuddle. Some people would love to have company, they can't afford it. Some people, they can afford it, but they're not interested. The Ksiv, Al Talachim, Lechem, Rav, Ayin, Baltitov, Laman Sota. Kamo, hold on, pocket here. Kikamo Shar Benefesh Kane Bu Ochel Bashosa, Yomalakal Vibal Bal Anaka. That's a gross deviation. You Rebbe, you're very wealthy. And you have the wish, you have the desire. You have both. You want to have company and you have the means to have company. That shouldn't come to you. However, me a hashta mitarifna, now I have to refuse the milk of the mitzvah katarifna. I'm very busy now with the mitzvah of Kidim Shavuot. So Kiyadarna, when he returned, Asiya Asina Alina Ligaba. When I return, I'll come back and eat with you. So Kiyasa, when he returns, it's Rami Albahu Pitta, Navi Kaiman Bay, Kudnaisa Kabarta. When he returned, he came through a gate in Rebbe's house, Rebbe's compound, Rebbe's estate, where there were white donkeys in the entranceway. And apparently white donkeys kicked were very, very dangerous. So Pinchas bin Omar Malachamovic Bay Social Death. This is the Malachamovic in this house. Bani. And so that's what I should do here. So Shama Rebbe heard that he doesn't want to stay. So Nafak La'ate, he went out to greet him. Amalei, Medavnina Lahu, I will sell them. Don't worry about it, I will sell them. Amalei, Amalei, he tells him that. Seville is the Mishnah. So he's going to put the mouth on what someone else has. Right? So he said, Mefakrina Lahu. I will be master them. So Pinchas answers back, Mefashe Chazeka. What you're going to do is make ketchup. Right? Akarna Lahu. I will cut their hooves. So he happens to do that. Ikatar Balakai. Kaglina Lahu. I'll kill them. So Gemara says, Ikabal Tashkin. It's called Tashkin. Says the nose of Yehuda, you see from here that killing an animal is not Tabra Lachai. Right? Killing is not Tabra Lachai. So what? Because he gave a different answer. But it's Baltashkin. It's Baltashkin. Oh, that's what the Ben Yehuda says it has to be done in a humane way. It's poisonous. It doesn't feel any pain. Then it's not Tabra Lachai. It's killing an animal. It's not Tabra Lachai. It's Baltashkin. Yes. It gives a different answer. Habeka Mavasesh Beis Tuva. Dava Tur Benayu. A huge mountain grew up in between the two Rebbe and her princess Binyar. Bacha Rebbe Amar. Ma the Chayein Ka. In life, we're like this. The Misasan Alakas Kama Vakama. So is death, for sure. But Adamar of Kama Barchanina, Gedola Tzadikim and Misasan Yotze Bechayeim. Tzadikim are greater in their death than they are in their life. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the second wide line, the Chayein. The Chayein shall Tzadikim. Hashem gives the tzaddik the ability not to ever do what he doesn't want to do. Right? Shigarma davar shenichas pesach afredos. Shapirish, below Yavro, Daita, Rishana, Shedaka, Lissa, Michelle, Ferrand, Kidal, come on. The Prince of never wanted to eat by Rebbe. He didn't want to eat by Rebbe. But he didn't have an excuse not to. He didn't want to. Why? Because the Prince of Rishina was, I don't eat by people. I don't want to bother. I don't want to kiss them. I don't bother. I don't eat by people. When he came to Rebbe, he had no excuse not to eat them. So what he said, all right, I'll eat by you. He didn't want to. Says Rashi, when he came back, he told the white donkey, oh, now here's my alley. Here's my alley. That's the mashah. What kind of shot is that? Why does the mountain appear? So the mashah says that's not the shot at all. The shot was that Rebbe was upset. Look at the separation between us. I'm so removed from a princess we are. If it's this way in this world, imagine what it's going to be in the next world. I'm not even going to be with him in the same machitza. That's what's going on here. It's actually very difficult stuff. Very difficult. How do you know that the tzaddik is greater in death than in life? How do you know that? Shinemar could have said, Vayihihe and Kovermish, they were burying a man. Vihine rose Gedud, they saw the troops coming. Vayashluchu at the Ish, the Kever, Elisha. So they were burying somebody, and they were in a big rush. So they just threw him into the caver. So the soldiers were coming, they threw him into the caver. Whose caver was it? It was Elisha's caver. And, Vayelis, Vayiga, Ish, Batamas, Elisha, Vayasi, Vayakam al-Ratul. And the bone touched Elisha, and the guy became alive. So this was. And Rashi points out, and when Elisha was alive, how do you have to revive the boy? Had to stand on top of him, put his eyes to the boy's eyes, put his nose to the boy's nose, put his mouth to the boy. What a tircha. And now when Elisha's dead, just touching Elisha, you get alive. Look at that. What do you see? You're greater in death than in life. You get his raya? I'm a layer of papa labaya. What kind of raya is that? The dilma maybe, lukiyume bay. Maybe he was just doing it to fulfill the promise of Eliyahu. You'll have twice as much as me. So Eliyahu revived one boy. Elisha has to revive two people. Right? This is the second one. Eli. Amalei ihachi. Hayam zetanya. Al raglav amad. When he stood up. V'lebeita lo holach. He didn't go anywhere. In other words, he just revived for a minute. And then he walked away. A few feet away from Elisha, and he died. So, al el of Ma Akayim, the hat was the Makayim, the second revival. The Amar of Yochanan Shiva Tarat Naman, Shishkula Kinei. He revived Naman, who had Tarat, who's considered a mate. Shinemar, al not he Kinei. Don't be like a mate. The Amar of Hanina, Niyamai, by the way, Tosfos says, yeah, look at the bottom Tosfos. First, for Kuntrit, Zarish, Masha, Hechia, Benigia, Ba'alma. The Tziv, Ayiga, Right? The Tulsa says, Rashi said, what was, how was Elisha greater? Because all he had to do was touch Elisha. And when Elisha was alive, he had the mamash put his face to the boy. What was the big terrifying? Because the kasha, in Cain, my parish, what kind of question is it later, Fidilma lekume brachas de Eliyahu? Maybe he was just fulfilling the brach of Eliyahu. Even if that's Mikol Makom, how you got the mamash Torah, Ach Yosef, Bechayev, Yosef, even Moso. So it was still a bigger terrifying when he was alive. What kind of question is that? Of course, the Rashi question doesn't make any sense. The Venera, the Nasale, Mimasha Bechai, Hatzidikim Novem, Kamarishoyim, Yosha Metzlam, Risham Mohayla, Rishos Vasaki Vetzlam. Success Tosus. You know why? When he was alive, Elisha sat in Shul, he sat by Shalosh Shuddis, he walked down the street, he went to the convention. Who did he sit next to? All types of people. But when he's dead, no Rosh can go near him. You hear what Tosus says? Unbelievable Vart. Unbelievable Vart. Okay. So where are we up to? We have time. How much more can we go? Amar Rishuv and Levi. Lama Nikra Shma Yenim. Why are mules called Yenim? Because we're talking about the mule that the Pentateuch saw as an excuse not to dine with Rebbe. Emasa Mutal Tal Briyos. Because their Ema is, everyone's afraid of them. Damar Vichanina, Miyamai, my whole life, Lo Shalani Adam Al Makas Preda Levana Vichaya. No one ever got hit by a white mule and lived to tell about it. So the Gemara says, Vava Kasina Dechaya. The Katina Dechaya, but we see they are alive. The Gemara says, Ema Dechayet. That they didn't live because of that wound. Is that what that means? Yeah? What does that mean? Ema Dechayet. It healed. Baka Katina Dimitas. They did heal. Chirin Reish Kirai Olam Rinan. We're talking about certain kind of white mule, white horse. Black mules, white mules, those mules I'm talking, those no one ever healed. Alright, you know, we'll stop here, but Enod Mavada, just a few more lines of Agarata, and then we'll stop here. And tomorrow's daf is like a Yisoda Sikha daf about Shita, very interesting daf, Yisuri Hanah, Bodhisattva, very interesting, depending on how much time I have to, I mean, I've been prepared it already, how much more I can bring to the table, depends on my kids. Alright, everyone have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.